Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. With the decision of the California State Fish and Game Commission to delay the opening of the commercial crab season on the North Coast until January 15th, local fishermen got their wish, a few more weeks to allow the crabs to gain more meat. The Daily Triplicate reports, however, that there is a schism now that the Oregon fishery managers have announced that the Oregon crab fishing season will open on Sunday, December 31st. That will prove problematic for boats based in Brookings Harbor and at Crescent City, because those fishermen routinely fish on either side of the border, and Oregon-based boats are concerned that they will have fished out the southern Oregon waters before they ever get to throw pots into waters off the California coast. The split openings of crab season will affect local boats, who will either have to drop all of their pots in Oregon or wait and drop all of them in California. And that doesn't take into account the marine protection areas recently approved along the California coast. With clear skies forecasted for the weekend, local residents will still have to put up with rainy, sometimes very heavy, rainy conditions for the next 2 days. In addition to localized flooding in low-lying areas, sneaker waves will present a danger along local beaches with swells approaching 22 feet by Friday. Snow levels are also expected to be between 2,000 to 3,000 feet, which could affect local highway passes. Be prepared for wet road conditions, and if you're heading to high ground, make sure you carry chains or have the proper snow tires on your vehicle. Also, the PG&E power outage map shows only one local outage in Eureka, which cannot be said for our neighbors to the south and the east. The district attorney's office is cutting back on the hours the front office window will be staffed beginning next week. Starting on January 4th, the front window will be closed on Fridays due to staffing issues, and the main phone line used to reach the office will not be staffed either. The window and phone line will be staffed at regular hours on the other 4 days of the week, and for more information, contact the district attorney's office, hopefully before next Friday. And Black Friday is recognized as the kickoff point for the Christmas shopping season in the United States, with merchants lining up sales, as well as customers outside their doors, in an effort to take advantage of the buying power of the holiday season. December 26th, however, is how the rest of the former English-speaking colonies of Great Britain, Canada, New Zealand, and Australia go all out on national shopping sprees, a day known as Boxing Day. In the U.S., it's estimated that merchants can realize up to 50% of their yearly sales following Thanksgiving, and it's Boxing Day Commonwealth merchants look forward to. The tradition traces its roots back to 1600s England, and although the origins are obscure, the Boxing Day tradition, which is recognized as a national holiday, is a chance for employers to present employees with boxes of gifts for their service, and for service personnel such as postmen, doormen, tradesmen, and porters to receive tips. In the U.S., the tradition does not have nearly the roots and is normally considered the day folks flock back to the mall and to stores to return unwanted or ill-fitting Christmas gifts. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. December is the month for taking stock of the year that has just passed and pointing out the good, the bad, and the ugly of what transpired. For Supervisor Ryan Sundberg, that meant discussing the toughest task he faced as a supervisor, the general plan update. Sundberg pointed to the steep learning curve the board had in working on the Decades in Progress plan and the help they received from the Planning Commission that helped get a draft plan prepared.
It's real strange, you know, how it started off, came to the board, and finally got over from the Planning Commission, out of the Planning Commission, after what, almost 12 years, and comes to our board. And next thing you know, it felt like we were wordsmithing the general plan. And then the strangest thing ever happens, where this group of the most diverse people that I could possibly put in a room get together. Well, when you see Lee Lancey and Dan Ayersman come up to the podium together, almost hugging, it's a very strange sight.
Sundberg also noted that we each have our own expertise, and by turning to people who had experience with planning, the county was better off for it.
Their product has been great, and they've worked out a lot of these little word issues that we're having a hard time with, and I think I've told people it's much, much better for them to wordsmith this thing than have us try and do it at our board meetings, because first of all, I'm probably not qualified to do that. I think it's a much, much better product having these guys do it.
And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.